Albert Einstein reportedly once said, "The hardest thing in the world is to understand the income tax." Hi, I'm Rob West. Well, if Einstein thought the U.S. tax code was mysterious, imagine how difficult it is for the rest of us. So it's a real blessing that Kevin Cross joins us today with some much-needed tax tips. And then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio, live from the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. This is Biblical Wisdom for your financial decisions. Well, it's always great to have my friend Kevin Cross on the program. He's a CPA who's headed accounting firms in Florida and now Georgia. Kevin stays up to date on the tax code and is something of a tax Einstein himself. Kevin, great to have you back, my friend.
Oh, I just look like Einstein. It's so good to be back, though.
Well, Kevin, couldn't have come at a better time. Everybody is seeing April 15th looming, and so I know we're going to have some great insights for our listeners today. By the way, taking your questions, particularly tax-related questions today. Are you trying to dial into what you owe? Are you trying to make sure you don't put away too much and give the government a tax-free loan? Maybe there's some aspect of your year in 2024 that was a little different. You wanted to know how that might impact your taxes. Whatever it is, Kevin Cross is here to answer those questions today. Again, that number 800-525-7000. It's 800-525-7000. Kevin, let's start with what's new for tax year 2024. Our listeners have gotten their W-2s and their 1099s. They're working on their taxes, or at least hopefully they are. What do they need to know about what's new for 2024 as they prepare their returns?
Well, the first thing is, obviously, we all know there's a new sheriff in town. And I think that the buzz on the street is, he's going to abolish the IRS. Now,
right.
It hasn't happened yet. So there's a tension there for a lot of taxpayers. They go, well, maybe I don't have to file. Maybe I don't have to report everything. Maybe I have a little bit of freedom. You see, taxes are what we pay for a civilized society. So there's always going to be some type of tax to pay, including for 2024. So some of the new things this year is, some of the old, make sure you report everything, because the number one audit is called the core audit. And it sounds scary, but it's not. It's a correspondence audit when something doesn't jive or match up on your tax return. So if we omit something because we think, it's really not taxable, and someone mailed it into the IRS, you have to make sure you match it, including 1099-Ks. A lot of people are in the gig work right now. They're doing the DoorDash, they're doing Uber, Lyft, whatever, and these little forms, even eBay, Amazon, are going to the IRS, and some people say, well, it shouldn't be taxable. It is. Go ahead and report it.
Yeah. Boy, that's a great point. You know, a lot of folks wondering how that's going to impact them. Maybe they've been, you know, a W-2 employee all their lives, and this is new, getting paid as a 1099 employee. Perhaps they haven't been sending in those quarterly estimated payments. Kevin, if this is their first year operating as an independent contractor and they haven't paid anything in throughout the year, is that of concern?
It is, because two things. Well, you get a little grace with your underpayment penalty, because the IRS wants the money ahead of time. I mean, imagine that. So say you owe $5,000. You go, my goodness, I've never owed before. I don't understand it. Well, no taxes were taken out of your gig work. Well, guess what? You're going to have to mail that in by April 15th. But here's another wrinkle this year. If you are part of a hurricane, Helene or Milton, you get until May 1st to file. So let that delay you. We got to file. We have to pay. And going ahead and paying in full is the best thing. The IRS is the worst creditor to owe.
Yeah, it's a good point, Kevin. You know, a lot of folks don't realize that even if they get that extension in, that's an extension to file. That doesn't let you off from paying on time, does it?
Oh, that's a great point, because most people call me and say, hey, look, I need an extension to pay. I go, well, I don't have that. I can give you an extension to file. They said it's the same thing, and I tell them, no, it's not. You don't have to file. You don't get the payment for not filing, the penalty for not filing. You get the penalty for not paying. There's a plethora of penalties that the IRS is allowed to charge us.
Excellent. Kevin Cross is here today. He's a CPA. He's a Christ follower. He's a good friend, and he joins us regularly on this broadcast. He's ready to answer your questions today. We'll begin to dive into those after the break. What's on your mind as you prepare your taxes this year? Kevin's got some answers for you. This is Biblical Wisdom for Your Financial Decisions. I'm Rob West, Faith and Finance, live from the National Religious Broadcasters Convention in Dallas, Texas. Back with more after this.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word.
When it snows up north, it's just another day. When snow falls in a region that's unprepared, though, it's a crisis. Being prepared makes all the difference. Proverbs 31 speaks of a wise woman. It says, "When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet." She plans ahead, ensures she is ready. Life brings many types of seasons, and there are seasons of trial or doubt, even darkness. How does a person prepare for that? It's your daily walk with Christ, abiding in God's Word, storing it up in your heart. That does more than just help for today. Storms will come, but those whose foundation is Jesus Christ will stand secure. Anchor Devotional can help you spend time in God's Word. Visit getanchor.com.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime. Choose your own provider and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/faithfi.
Do you want to know God? Do you want to see God? Do you want to walk with God? That motivation will drive purity into your soul and impurity away. You will not want anything to get in that process.
Dr. David Jeremiah continues his series, How to Be Happy According to Jesus, next time on Turning Point.
5:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Central on American Family Radio.
We are grateful for support from Crossmark Global Investments. They are a faith-based firm with a goal of offering values-based investments to help align financial choices and faith, ensuring a portfolio that reflects what matters most. Crossmark does this through investment solutions that span the capital market spectrum, from large cap to small cap strategies, including equity, fixed income, and balanced strategies. They are led by industry veteran Bob Dahl, CFA, a regular guest on the Faith and Finance program. More information is available at crossmarkglobal.com.
We're grateful for support from Timothy Plan. For more than 30 years, they've served clients on a biblically responsible journey to invest in a way that honors God and gives dignity to people's lives. More information is at timothyplan.com. The investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses are contained in the prospectus and summary prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foreside Fund Services LLC.
Hey, great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio, helping you develop a biblical worldview as it relates to your money. I should say God's money and your role as a steward. With me today, my friend Kevin Cross. He's a CPA, and he's here to answer your tax questions. We know that tax deadline is looming. Kevin, we're going to dive into the phone calls here in just a second, but I'm going to say something perhaps a bit controversial. And is it true that we should think about paying our taxes with thanksgiving because it's actually evidence of God's provision in our lives? Is that a way to look at it as Christ followers?
You know, funny, I don't have a client that comes in that says, "Hey, if I made millions of dollars, I wouldn't mind paying the tax." Although, yeah. Once they get there, they go, "Dang, that's a lot of tax." And it is. I mean, it. And you'll be blessed. I've seen this so many times, even on this radio program. Somebody calls up and says, "Hey, I want to pay my back taxes." And they get this amazing relief. It is a spiritual, intangible relief of doing things God's way. So, yes, it is true. Not only is it true that we pay taxes for a civilized society, we also pay taxes because God honors that.
Yes.
And that's beautiful. That is beautiful. And he'll provide also. He will provide. I've seen it every time.
Yeah, no question about it. All right, let's dive into your questions today. It looks like we have just two lines open. If you have a question for Kevin Cross today related to taxes, anything in that general topic, call right now, 800-525-7000. We're going to begin in Texas today. Hi, Danny. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Danny Aikens. And thank you, Rob, for being there on the line. I used to be able to talk to Larry Paquette once in a while. He was a great man. Oh, wow. We know he's in with the Lord, and he put people in the place when he's gone to take care of this, and you have taken that spot too, which is great. I love it.
Thank you, sir.
Right now, just praise the Lord for that.
Those are some pretty enormous shoes. Kevin Cross, who's on the line, knew Larry well also. And there's not a week that goes by that somebody doesn't mention the impact of the late Larry Burkett. So thank you for calling that out. Danny, how can we help you today, sir?
Okay. My wife and I are retired. We're 60, 68 and 67. We get so much a year for Social Security, and then we get from my wife's pension, we get so much a month from that. So the total that we get for Social Security alone is $29,670. And then the money that we get from Pacific Life, it's an annuity, is $7,565.64, which is a total of $37,235.64. Do we need to continue to pay taxes on this, or do we make enough? Do we not make enough? That's my question.
Yeah. Kevin, your thoughts?
Hey, Danny. Thank you so much for those encouraging words about Larry Burkett. It is true. Rob and I, our best memories, our earliest memories, too, are just visiting him, sitting at his feet. But listen, you're in good shape. If your pension is really being married, your Social Security is not going to be taxable until you make about $25,000. So you're under that $25,000 mark, so you're probably not going to pay any tax. So your pension, if it's $7,000 a year, $7,500 a year, I hope I heard that correctly. It's not $7,500 a month. If it's $7,500 a month, you're going to have to pay a little tax. If not, if you're at 30-something total with your social, you're not going to have to pay tax. However, I would still file the tax return and do it for free. Do it yourself and close the record. If we don't file a tax return, true, you may not have a tax liability, but it keeps the record open. The IRS can always go back. So if there's ever a nefarious moment that we're going to be faced with and that period is open, then I would not feel good about it. So go ahead and file. You'll have a zero tax liability. And after 3 years, the IRS can't go back to it. So that's a good thing. So that's what I would do.
Yeah, and Kevin, a lot of people don't realize that Social Security is taxable on a graduated scale. And to your point, if you're married filing jointly, I believe for 2024, correct me if I'm wrong, it's up to $32,000. You pay no taxes on Social Security. And then it starts to kick in where half of your benefits are taxable, and then up to 85% might be taxable. But that's not until you get above $44,000 in combined income, right?
Yeah, so you're in very good shape, and every year that index is a little bit more, a couple more dollars. So at your Social Security, even if it was $100,000, your pension amount is what drives that number. So say your pension was still south of that 30-something thousand the IRS gives you, you'd still pay zero tax on your Social Security, which is wonderful.
Excellent. Danny, thanks for your call, my friend. We appreciate you being on the program. To Virginia, hi, Mark. What's your question for Kevin Cross today?
Hello, gentlemen. I have a 1099-R that I received from my wife. Her sister had an annuity through Gleaner Insurance, and the 1099-R was, you know, she inherited it. It shows a distribution of $76,000, but it only shows taxable amount of $1,300. I'm not sure how that all is supposed to work out. Can you give me any guidance?
Yeah. Hey, Mark. That's great. That's great news, because usually box one, the gross distribution, 76,000, is in the same as box two, the taxable amount of the distribution. Fortunately, yours says 1,300. So there must have been some type of code four down there where it's some type of benefit where maybe she contributed non-retirement money to it. But whatever the case is, you're only going to have to pay tax on 1,300. So go ahead and report that. You're going to report the whole box one, but box one's not going to be fully taxable, only box two, which is the taxable amount of 1,300. So you're in good shape.
Mark, is that helpful?
So, well, I'm just, second question is, does the gross amount going to add to the total income for my wife and I?
No, sir. No, sir. But it will show up on page one of the 1040. So it's a statistical amount. They do a matching. So if you try to omit it, the IRS is going to probably send you a letter. Just put that on there. It will not be taxable. It's interesting.
Well, thank you very much, gentlemen, and I appreciate all that you do.
Thank you, Mark. We appreciate you, buddy. Thanks for calling today. Folks, we've got a couple of lines open. Your questions. Kevin's going to hang around throughout the broadcast today, so we'll tackle as many of these as we can. 800-525-7000. Kevin, we've got a minute before the next break. Obviously, scams on the rise everywhere, but some of them relate to tax filing season. What are you seeing? What's some of the hot scams right now our listeners need to be aware of?
The fraudsters are getting more and more sophisticated. So there's always a narrative that we believe. Okay, so especially if you got a scam in November saying, hey, you this is the IRS, you owe us money, you may say, hey, it couldn't be. But between January and April 15th, you're on high alert for filing a tax return. So you're believing certain narratives. So if you get an email saying, the IRS has processed your return and we have some questions, dial this number, all of a sudden you go, oh my goodness, I don't want a problem with the IRS, let me call it. It's usually some nefarious character on the line saying, don't worry, if you give us this money, give us a credit card now, you won't go to jail. And they usually threaten some type of incarceration.
Wow, be on the lookout for that. Folks, the way around that is just go to irs.gov and get the phone number from that. Don't look at the number in the text message or that email. Back with Kevin Cross after this.
The American Family Association's mission is to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. Our goal is to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. AFA aims to evangelize the lost and disciple the believer. We aim to strengthen biblical marriages and equip parents to raise godly children.
Thank you for standing with the American Family Association.
FaithFi is grateful for support from One Ascent. One Ascent believes that your values inspire why you invest and how they can inspire how you invest. One Ascent's goal is to provide solutions designed for every need and invest in businesses that bless the people and places God has made. They want to help investors do well by doing good, to explore a new way of investing that aligns with your values. More information is available at oneascent.com and by clicking Analyze My Investments.
A phenomenon of new media is the proliferation of streaming. There are many, many streaming channels, and believe it or not, not all of them are providing wholesome content. For that, you can visit stream.afa.net. There you'll find Christian-based lessons and sermons, as well as original movies from American Family Studios. You'll also find video versions of some of your favorite AFR programs. Media has changed, but there's still good stuff available. Find it at stream.afa.net.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org. Or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
Hi, I'm Chelsea Wildman, Associate Director of the AFA Foundation. We exist to help our supporters to leave a lasting legacy for years to come. We would love to speak with you regarding your situation to help put in place a lifetime income. while also giving to the ministry of AFA and AFR. You can reach out to us by phone or email at 1-800-326-4543, extension 345.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. We're live from the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. On the floor of the convention, people walking around. These are media professionals from all over the globe focused on proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ through all kinds of mediums, radio and TV and podcasters and so much more. It's a delight to be here this week, but we're grateful to bring you this broadcast right from Dallas, Texas. Joining me today, Kevin Cross, my good friend, CPA. He's here to answer your tax questions today. That's the area of our focus. We've got some great questions coming up. We'll be talking to Glenda in Ohio and Ken in Arkansas, but let's head to Mississippi. Wendell, how can we help you, sir?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Second marriage was kind of a mistake, but it was short-lived. But for 2024, I was the sole income provider, and my wife had custody of her granddaughter. And she used a bookkeeper to do our, and that we divorced, and the divorce was final in December. But now she won't provide me with her Social Security number or her granddaughter's so that I can 24. Have to give me
Wendell, we're losing you just a bit. Let's see if we can maybe take a step in one direction or the other. Let's see if we can get a better signal. We've got most of the question. Go ahead with that last part of the question.
Yeah, does her CPA have to give me the return from last year, a copy?
Yeah. Kevin?
Hey, Wendell, man, my heart goes out to you. Okay, so this is what the IRS says. If you were divorced any time in 2024, including the last day of the year, you will not be able to claim your ex-wife. You just can't do that. But if you provided and you took care of and you passed the dependency test for her granddaughter, and that granddaughter lived with you and the whole nine yards, there might be a way that you can claim her. Now, in a tiebreaker, it might go to your ex if she, depending on her income. So it sounds like she didn't have income. It sounds like you're the one that provided. So you should be able to claim the little girl if there's a publication, 4491, online at the IRS. I would go ahead and go there, publication 4491, and you can see if this little girl qualifies as a dependent for you. And if she does, there's ways of getting a Social Security number, okay? Now, with your ex-wife, you can't claim her because you weren't married. Mm. And she can't technically be a dependent of yours. And so if she doesn't want to be a dependent, if she doesn't want to give you the information, that's fine. So unfortunately, that you're going to lose that one, but you may not lose claiming her granddaughter. But if she goes ahead and races ahead of you and claims her granddaughter, you got a little bit of fight on your hands. And you're going to have to prove that you had standing. Now, if she has some type of decree that says she can claim them and you can't, or nobody else can, there might be an uphill battle there. I might look someplace else for a battle. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Wendell. This is not the best, news, but.
Wendell, we appreciate your call. Is that helpful?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
All right. God bless you, my friend. Call anytime. To Arkansas. Ken, go right ahead.
Sir, my mom is 101. And she draws Social Security, a little bit of interest off some savings. I'm curious to know if I should provide or get an income tax form filled out for her. Her income is probably less than, oh, I'm going to say $18,000 a year.
Yeah.
Great question. You probably don't need to claim. You need to file. However, if she wants to, if it doesn't take much and you can go on free tax tips or tax tools and do it, or free filing, but technically she will not owe. She's 101 years old. The IRS is not going to bark up that tree in any administration. So I would just go ahead and say, don't file. She will not have a tax liability, and you're all set.
Ken, thanks for your call, sir. We appreciate it. Let's head to, well, by the way, we've got a couple of lines open today. Taking your tax questions while Kevin Cross is here on American Family Radio. 800-525-7000. The lines won't be open long, so if you've got a question, call right now. 800-525-7000. Glenda has been waiting patiently in Ohio. Go ahead.
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
To know, I don't do my taxes, first of all. My son does them. And I wanted to know if tithes are deductible.
Yeah, tithes, Kevin.
Yeah, well, absolutely they are, but you have to itemize. Now, here's what happened. In 2017, under this Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, the tax code allowed us to have a double standard deduction. So what we were deducting prior as a single person doubled now. So you may not have enough tithes to outpace the standard deduction. So that's a big deal. So like for a person under 65, it's $14,600. So if all of your single person, if you have tithes and state tax and mortgage interest all under $14,600, you might as well take the standard deduction. If you're married, well, now it's double. So you're talking almost $30,000. So $30,000, if you've spent less than that on state taxes and local taxes, which is capped out at $10,000, mortgage interest, and your tithes, if that's less than $30,000, then it behooves you to take the standard deduction.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Very good.
Yes, it does. I appreciate that.
All right, Glenda, thank you for calling. We appreciate you being a generous giver and being faithful in your giving to the local church. Kevin, 30 seconds. What's one thing you remember about the late Larry Burkett?
Oh, my goodness. He was the most humble man. I remember sitting at the table with him, and we're eating a sandwich. I'm like, I'm eating a sandwich across from Larry Burkett, and it was just a beautiful thing. I mean, I wish it was more profound than that.
a gentle giant, no doubt. Kevin Cross is here today. This is Faith and Finance. We'll be right back.
In rural Malawi, baby Esther was taken in by her grandparents when her mother died. Resources were scarce, and Esther suffered from malnutrition for years until God transformed her life. Today, through Cross International, Esther receives nutritious meals, drinks clean water, and is taught about the hope found only in Jesus. But other children are still waiting. Make an eternal impact on a child now with a $62 gift at crossinternational.org/faith.
Today's issues.
Blaming a gun for a violent crime or a murder is like blaming the pencil for a misspelled word.
Ooh, I like that.
That would be like a student who he does terrible on spelling, and he says,
we've had a rash of pencil-oriented mistakes.
Misspell words.
Today's issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. If you have money in an investment account, you know sometimes the stock market can seem like a roller coaster. But it's possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind as a do-it-yourself investor, no matter what's happening in the market. A short video webinar about that is available at soundmindinvesting.org. Financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
Imagine having biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox every week, helping you integrate your faith and financial decisions for the glory of God at faithfi.com. you can join a community of over 70,000 people who are already receiving our weekly wisdom email, filled with articles, videos, podcasts, and exclusive offers on resources that will deepen your understanding of biblical stewardship. Start your journey today by creating your FaithFi account at faithfi.com. Just click sign up.
American Family Association would like to thank everyone who participated in our Target boycott. AFA declared the boycott when Target announced it would allow men into women's dressing rooms and restrooms. Since the start of the boycott, Target lost over $2 billion in stock value. They've scaled back LGBT Pride Month products and added single-occupancy restrooms. Other corporations also reconsidered their policies in light of the Target boycott. Since it served its purpose, AFA has officially ended our Target boycott.
You're young. You don't go to the doctor that often. Yet health insurance is still so expensive. If your health insurance costs too much, maybe you should switch to an affordable alternative. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers programs starting under $100 per month. Check off the affordable box on your list and get back to what you really love, running your business or caring for your kids, and have peace of mind while doing it. Visit chministries.org/faithfi to enroll today.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. With me today, my friend Kevin Cross, CPA, here to answer your questions for tax season. I'm sure there's questions you have in your mind. We've got a few lines open today, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. We're bringing you today's broadcast live from the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. You probably hear a little bit more background noise than usual. We're here on the floor of the convention and enjoying a great week here, but delighted to be able to bring you this live broadcast from Dallas, Texas today. Let's head right back to the phones. We'll go to Ohio. Luana, thank you for calling. What's your question for Kevin Cross?
Hi. Hi, Rob. Thanks for taking my call. Hi, Kevin. My question is, on my tax return, I typically sometimes file self-employment. Well, not sometimes. I do it every year. But because of I've had some medical conditions in 24, I didn't do anything as far as self-employment is concerned. I was wondering if there's a certain form that I would need to file for that. And question number two is, I heard about this BOI filing, and the extension was March 25th, and I was wondering about that, too. And thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely, Luana. Kevin?
Well, those are two great questions. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be teaching on them this summer for some professionals. Okay, so the first thing, self-employment tax, you've been filing every year. It's a Schedule C, C as in Charlie. This year, you're not going to have income on that Schedule C. And probably it gives you some pause. You go, wait a second, I better let the IRS know I didn't have any income. Well, you could do that. You could file the Schedule C with zero deductions, but you might have had some deduction. You might have had still some expenses this year, even though you had no income. Now, I'd be careful about putting too much, deducting too much, because you did not have income. But if you wanted to go ahead and file something on that Schedule C, you could. If you had neither income nor expenses, don't feel like you have to file the Schedule C. It's okay if you don't. Next, the BOI. The BOI has been off again, off again, on again, off again, on again, off again. Even in the great state of Texas, I believe, where you're from, there was a great case that kind of paused it. Now we all have to file the BOI. You don't need a professional to do it. Just go right to the BOI website, make sure it's the official government website, and fill it out, upload your driver's license, and you'll be in compliance. And I suggest all of the listeners who have an LLC, a corporation, any type of entity beyond themselves, to go ahead and register with the BOI, even if they disagree with it, they think it's intrusive, they think that maybe this administration is going to put the kibosh to it. It hasn't happened yet. Go ahead and do it. It'll take you a few minutes to do, or you can get a professional to do it. But definitely do it.
Luana, thank you for that question. Kevin, explain for our listeners who don't are not familiar with that term what you're talking about there.
Oh, great. Yes. The BOI is this beneficial ownership information reporting. And if they go to what's called FinCEN, FinCEN.gov, it sounds strange. You'd think that because they report a tax return every year with their social security number, with their full legal name, that this other area of the government would have their information. Well, FinCEN, it's the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. They actually do stuff about money laundering and with terrorism, and they don't get all the information from the IRS. So they want every person who filed any type of LLC or corporation, partnership, to file who is the beneficial owner of that entity, because they want to see if there's any nefarious people out there who own these entities and they're trying to launder money. Now, 99.999% of all the people we know, they're just going to register, and this FinCEN department is going to say, okay, fine. But there's going to be some people that don't want to do this, and those are the people that the government's going to go after.
Interesting. Kevin, this does not include folks who just get paid on a 1099 basis. You actually have to be the owner of a corporation or an entity. Is that right?
Yes, of some type of entity. So most of us who get a 1099 for some gig work, that's nothing. You don't have to worry about filing with the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. But if you went online and you said, hey, I'm an LLC, I'm ABC LLC out of Texas, and I'm operating my little gig business under ABC LLC. Well, you're going to have to register that little LLC with the FinCEN. Most of us don't have that, and so we don't have to even concern ourselves with it.
Very good. That's really helpful. Luana, thank you for your call today. Let's go to Arkansas. Hi, Ted. How can we help?
Hey, Rob and Kevin. I appreciate you guys and all the information you give us there. Question about Social Security. I am 63, and I did start drawing Social Security at 62. I have a part-time job, but it's not enough that I have to pay any taxes on Social Security. My wife does not draw Social Security, but she is considering taking a job, be a full-time job. So does what she makes impact what I am drawing? Does it cause me to have to pay taxes, or how does that work?
Yeah. Kevin? Two questions. Does it impact what you have to pay back to Social Security? And does it impact your total taxes to the IRS? Okay, the first question, it doesn't impact what you've earned, because you're not at full retirement age, you can only make a certain amount before you have to actually give back some of your Social Security. You're not in jeopardy of that. However, the more money that your wife makes and the Social Security, you're going to combine all that, and there is a chance that your Social Security and her Social Security will be partially taxable, and you'll have to pay some tax on it. And you'll have your biggest headache as you get older, which I've noticed in every one of my clients, as they get older, they don't have as many write-offs, and they have Social Security coming in, and they end up paying a little bit more tax than they did when they were working, which is crazy.
Ted, is that helpful?
Yes, most definitely. I appreciate the information there, guys, and hope y'all have a wonderful day.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you, my friend. We appreciate it. Well, we're going to take another break here in just a second. Kevin Cross is here today. We're answering your tax questions. We've got some great questions holding, and we will get to those in this next segment. Kevin, before we do, anything else folks need to be on the lookout for? You mentioned that we're on high alert for somebody that might say, you owe some taxes and the IRS isn't happy about it. That may cause us to make decisions and click on links and provide information we wouldn't otherwise. Any other scams that we should be on high alert over?
There is. Say, for example, you find yourself in the gig work or you get a 1099 and you go online looking for expenses and you read something where you can deduct all of your house, all of these items, and then all of a sudden you don't have any more income to report and you've deducted expenses that really are not tax deductible. The IRS will catch that. They have a pretty sophisticated algorithm that says if you have X amount of 1099 income and you have this many expenses, it might be out of whack, and you might get a letter from the IRS saying, you need to prove all of these expenses. If you can't do it, that's a problem. And there's proponents out there that say, hey, for $500, we'll give you all the expenses that you need to report. Beware of them.
Yeah, stay far away from that. That's great advice. Well, Kevin Cross is here today, and we've got him for the entire show, which means we've got one more segment, some great questions holding. We'll get to those just around the corner. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio, live from NRB. Back with more after this.
Hello, I'm Don Hawkins, here to tell you about Encouragement Live, 55 minutes of industrial-strength radio encouragement featuring resourceful guests, plus practical biblical insights to help you face life's challenges. We'll be taking your phone calls, so plan to join us for Encouragement Live, Saturdays at 7:05 p.m. Central, 8:05 p.m. Eastern, here on American Family Radio.
Do you see yourself too sinful for God to care? Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve with From His Heart Ministries.
You know, one of the big reasons why people have a love problem with the Lord is because they haven't received His love for them. They don't really compute that. They don't really believe that God could really and truly love them without conditions. But He does.
Join Pastor Jeff Shreve on From His Heart, weeknights at 6 Central here on American Family Radio.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Have you ever wondered where your money goes when you deposit it in a bank? Christian Community Credit Union believes in helping advance God's kingdom through everyday financial transactions. For over 67 years, they have provided values-aligned banking solutions to thousands of Christians and ministries. Consider Christian Community Credit Union as your banking institution by visiting joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
Hey, thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio, helping you apply God's wisdom to your financial decisions and choices. Here in our final segment today, we're continuing to take your questions for Kevin Cross, our guest today. Kevin is a good friend. He's a Christ follower. He's headed CPA firms in Florida and Georgia and just loves serving God's people. And we're thrilled to have your questions today. We have some great ones holding. Let's dive right back into those. Missouri's where we're going next. Hi, Guy. Thanks for your patience. Go ahead, sir.
We're in a situation where my wife is requiring home care. The lady that we're interviewing is not a part of a actual home health care business, but she would be providing non-medical services. Would I send her a 1099 at the end of the year, or is that even necessary, or how would she report that?
Yeah, good question. Well, Kevin?
Yeah, Guy. Technically, she is working, and she would be a household employee, and you would give her a statement saying how much she made. If you want to treat her as an independent contractor, a 1099, I think that's home health care, and it would be tax deductible for you as a medical expense. If you don't need the medical expense write-off, you probably still need to give her some type of either household employee, and so you can Google household employee at the IRS, and then you'll give her just a statement every year to, or that at the end of the year of how much she made, or what makes it even easier is to give her a 1099. Now, that might sound daunting, but both of those options are very, very simple and straightforward, and it's only a one-time thing. And it might take you a half hour to do. We need to get her social security number, full legal name and address up front. If she doesn't want to give that to you, that usually is the case. She might have to work through some type of entity like an LLC or some type of company, and then you'll pay the company. Does that help at all, Guy?
Yes, yes, I appreciate that.
All right, Guy, thanks for your call today, sir. Let's go out to Texas. Hi, Evelyn. How can we help?
Good morning. For hurricane losses, the damage is not covered by insurance and or expenses that are out of pocket. What can be deducted on your taxes?
Very good.
I'm so glad you asked that. Okay, so because of there was two or three major storms last year, there's a form for casualty loss that you'll deduct on Schedule A. And you have to put in the code, though. So what you need to do, you Google the code for whatever hurricane, if it was Helene, if it was Milton, and then there's an actual code that the government will have that you'll cite. It's a 5-digit code you'll put onto the return, and then that'll be deductible in Schedule A. So what things are deductible? Well, whatever the insurance did not cover. So for example, there was $15,000 worth of roof damage and the insurance didn't cover it, and you have to replace that. And it costs you $17,000. Even though the insurance company said it was $15,000, it cost you $1,720. That $20,000 will be deductible. Do you follow me?
Yeah, so as an example, we have $105,000 worth of damage. The insurance sent a check for $21,000, and out of that comes the deductible.
Okay, good. Then so that's easy to calculate.
$80,000.
That's how much it is. And you'll probably, yes, $80,000. It's very easy to calculate. It's a hard pill to swallow, but it's very easy to calculate. So on your Schedule A, it's towards the bottom of the Schedule A, you'll see casualty loss. And then you'll have a form attached to that. Now, because it's such a high amount, I would probably challenge you to get someone to help you so you don't file anything incorrectly. And I'm not trying to raise money for other CPAs or enrolled agents out there, but this will probably be the one time that you do need some professional guidance.
Excellent. Evelyn, I'm so sorry to hear about that loss, but we appreciate you calling the program today. Call anytime. Let's head down to Louisiana. Hi, David. How can we help?
Good morning, guys. Thank you so much for your taking my call and what you're doing this morning. Kevin, I'm 77, and I rolled a stock, or actually moved a stock in kind from my IRA into a Roth IRA, and I have the 1099, and I'm being taxed for the entire amount that I moved. And my question is, can I deduct my basis points from that?
Okay, here's what happened. We had the Secure Act 1 and Secure Act 2 under the last administration that allows us to roll our IRAs into a Roth without any type of penalty, but we have to pay the tax on it. Okay, so you rolled a X amount of dollars into a Roth. You're saying, oh my goodness, the tax is huge. I want to deduct my basis. I want to deduct how much I put into the Roth. And you know what? You mean what you put into the regular traditional IRA. Now, the problem is it was probably all money that you have written off. It was pre-tax. Now, if you put money into the IRA that was not pre-tax, and that could have happened, if you know what that amount is, you can avoid paying tax on that portion of what you rolled into the Roth if you have good records of that. It's very rare, but if you have good records that 20 years ago you rolled some money into an IRA that was not tax deferred, you can use that as your basis if that's what you're talking about. Is that what you're talking about, David?
Yes, kind of, but it's just one stock. In other words, I bought a stock 5 years ago, and I took that one stock and I moved it from my IRA into a Roth.
I see. Okay.
So
okay. Now that basis.
I know what I paid for that stock.
But that stock was in your IRA. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So whatever gain you made in that IRA stays in your IRA. So if you paid $70 for Apple and then it went to $300, it's 300 that you're going to pay tax on, because it's whatever its value is right now that rolls into the Roth. So unfortunately, you will not be able to deduct your basis.
Okay, sure.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. That's fine.
Excellent. Thank you, David. We appreciate you checking with us, my friend. Lord bless you. Let's take our last question here from George in Arkansas. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, appreciate you taking my call. I was listening way back in the Larry Burkett days and actually stopped by his office one day, and he wasn't in, but so I'm sorry to miss him, but it was great to have been there. But
Anyway, great.
I've got a young son who's recently married. He's in the ministry, in mission work. They plan to be overseas probably in the next couple of years. I'm wondering about what's the best way for me to maybe create an IRA for them. Can I fund an IRA for them? I've already got my own IRAs. Or would I be better off just making an investment myself, and then 25 years or so when the Lord takes me home, that is just 100% goes to them? What's the tax advantage difference on me just giving them the money and letting them do it, or me holding it and then transferring it upon our debt?
Well, I love that, George. What a good guy. And I had the same occurrence when I went to visit Larry Burkett. He wasn't there, and there was only a Buick outside with duct tape on it. And the next day, he was talking about being in his office, and he says, most of you don't know, I drive a Buick with duct tape. And I looked, and I said, I could have seen him, but I thought it wasn't him. Anyway, George, what I would do is I would tell the kids, I want to set up a Roth IRA for you. So I'd give them enough to put into a Roth IRA every year. They might be overseas, but they're probably, in all probability, they're going to be able to put away money into a Roth IRA, probably. And so what I would say, hey, kids, here's $7,000, here's $8,000, whatever the case is for them, whatever the maximum Roth is, I want to give it to you. Now, they report it on their taxes. It's not tax deductible, but it grows tax-free the rest of their lives. If we can do this for 5 or 10 years for them, when they're our age, George, they're going to have hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they'll have us to thank for it, and Larry Burkett.
George, is that helpful?
The best thing for me to do would be to kind of give them the cash and let them set it up themselves.
Correct, but make sure they do it by April 15th every year. Yes, and say, hey, send me the paperwork that you put money into your Roth. So the first year is going to be the hardest. They're going to be, you know, figuring out how to do it. But every year after that, whoever they put the money with, it'll be an easy route for them to put the Roth IRA in.
Okay. Well, appreciate it much.
All right, George. This. Thanks for your call, my friend. Kevin, no surprise that Larry's come up twice today. I'll tell you, you know, just his kind heart, his biblical wisdom. I mean, he did more to really help God's people understand the counsel of Scripture and how much is on this topic of finance, more than anyone, right?
It's true. He changed our lives. And the thing that got me, first thing he ever said on the radio that I took note to, he says, Martin Luther said, there are three conversions necessary, the conversion of the heart, the mind, and the purse. And I thought, wow, that's strange. I need to find out more what this man has to say about God's word.
I love it. Well, you've been faithful ever since then, my friend, to proclaim these truths, and I appreciate so much our friendship and also your time today. Thanks for joining us, buddy.
Oh, Rob, thank you for having me. You're the best.
Hey, how can folks learn more about you, Kevin?
They can go to my website, kevincrosscpa.com, or just Google me.
All right, kevincrosscpa.com. Kevin, we'll have you back real soon. Thanks for being with us, buddy.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. God bless you guys.
All right, folks, thanks for being with us today. Big thanks to my team today, Sandy, Devin, and Jim, and Isaac here at NRB. And we're so grateful to be able to bring you this broadcast live from the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. Lord willing, we'll do it all again tomorrow. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.